Do you ever get around that area very much?
I have had a trip through Luray Cave and a part of the mountainous area up in Charlottesville, up in that way.
Uh-huh. But never anything very, just a sort of...
No, just a little going, traveling back and forth.
Yeah. What about, now your family, where was your mother from?
My mother was from Prince Edward County.
Prince Edward.
Uh-huh.
And what about your father? Where was he
from? My father was from Nottoway County. That's the next county to Prince Edward.
Right on. What did they do for a living?
Well, I never knew my mother, as I said. My mother died. She didn't. I never knew her. I was 3 months old when my grandmother took me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think my mother was just a housewife.
Mm-hmm.
And my father, I was about 15 years old when I came here to live with him. And that was my first time to be with my sisters and brothers. There were four, two sisters and two brothers that I had. And I was the youngest, of course, of the group. And my father, at the time, was the janitor of a church. He did that type of service, mm-hmm. that, so far as I know, when I came to know him. He died in 1922.
Yeah, 22
my father died.
In Prince Edward, he probably did what, farming mainly?
He didn't live in, he grew up. He grew up in Nottoway County, but whatever they do is country people as he grew up. Maybe, I don't know when he came to Richmond, but that's where he and my mother met here in Richmond.
I see.
They didn't live in country.
I see. What was your mother's maiden name?
Her name was Willie Mae.
Okay. And what about education? Did your father have much education?
Well, I'm sure he wouldn't have had too much. I don't know anything about it, but in my earlier days, and then he didn't live very long after I came here.
Right.
From 15 to 22, which is 3 years, and I never knew too much about him. But of course, as I remember him, he was a refined, cultured person.
Uh-huh.
And my grandmother, now her life might be of a little interest. She grew up, the first years of her life was in slavery.
Really?
Yeah.
This is on your father's side?
No, my mother's side.
On your mother's side?
Uh-huh. I never knew any grandparents on my father's side. I never knew any grandfather. But my grandmother was on my mother's side. When I had somebody laughing a while ago, but Lee surrendered. When the end of the war, she was a teenage girl, and she and her sisters lived in what they call the big house with the family. They didn't have to go in the fields to her.
Uh-huh.
And that was the big day, that was something special.
Uh-huh.
That they were kept in the family house. And I used to hear her talk with my great aunt, her sister, called her sister Betsy Emma, and my grandmother's name was Martha Ann. And I was a little kid, and you know, kids weren't supposed to listen when grown folk were talking.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm peeping around the door somewhere listening, they'd be talking, and my grandmother would say, yes, it's that family, you know, so-and-so happening. That was full Lee surrender. Mm-hmm. And her sister would say, yes, it's my thing, you know, so-and-so, that was since Lee surrender. Mm-hmm. And I used to wonder, who in the world was Mr. Lee surrender? And it was a long time after I had grown up. Before I really knew what they were talking about.
Uh-huh.
I thought they were talking about a person.
Yeah.
I said, who in the world is Mr. Lee surrender? But that was their way of differentiating the time, before the war, end of the war, and after the end of the war.
Uh-huh.
Everything was either before or after Lee surrender.
Uh-huh. Your grandmother then was from Prince Edward County.
She was from Prince Edward County. That's where she grew up.
Do you know where in Prince Edward County, what house would it have been? What family did she...
I really don't know. I didn't learn anything about that, but her marriage, she had been married previously, and I don't know what that marriage name was. And